10 the podcast, 10 minutes every 10 days. My name is John Wilkerson. It's been a little while since I've released an episode, and I say that quite often, but I think it has been almost an entire month now, which is probably not cool. This is kind of a, you know, I said when I started this podcast that it was an experiment, and it's really, it's more of a self-indulgent podcast, to be honest with you, when I think about it. And so, I mean, I say 10 minutes every 10 days, but it really could almost be whenever I feel like it. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about today. Today I want to talk about feeling overwhelmed. And I'm certainly feeling that way right now. I have been so busy at work. I've been busy with my podcast. I've been busy with my family and a number of other things. Let me just break a few things down for you. So I have still recovering from my second shoulder surgery, and I do physical therapy 3 nights a week for that. So 3 nights a week, I don't get home till 7 o'clock because of physical therapy, which takes away from family time and complicates a number of things. I have a number of projects at work that are keeping me busy on top of my daily work, and it's overwhelming. And my blog and podcast over at the Wired Homeschool are gaining quite a bit of popularity, and because of that, I am getting a number of requests from people to post guest blogs, which I don't have a problem with having other voices on the podcast. And in fact, I think last month I had 3 guest posts on there. And it certainly makes it easier for me because that's less content that I have to come up with, but I still have to manage all of the things that are associated with it. And so on top of that, and I get probably 20 to 30 requests a month now for people wanting to post on my site. And now keep in mind that this isn't, I'm not getting 10,000 views a month or anything like that. This is just, I mean, it's probably better than most blogs, but certainly not such a high-rated blog that you would expect me to get a lot of guest posts. I had sent out a tweet about, hey, I'm taking guest posts, and I just started getting flooded with them. So there's the guest posts. Next week, I am speaking to a homeschool group over Skype, and so I have my workshop presentation that I have to get ready for that. I am teaching at church on Palm Sunday, so I have to get ready for that. I have some product reviews for the podcast and the website that I have to get finished, so I'm working on those. So a lot of things are piling up, you know, and it's overwhelming at times. It really is overwhelming at times, and along with all that, I have to try and market the website and the podcast, right? Because we got to get people to show up. And so that means doing all the social media stuff associated with it and managing this and managing that and figuring out what social media networks I should really be concentrating on. Figuring out how to use those properly. I did that with Facebook recently. I found out a way to get, if not necessarily more, well, I am getting more interaction on my posts when I post them, but I'm also found a way to actually get it to show up in more, get my post to show up in more feeds. And it has to do with how you link to your content on your website, because ultimately you want people going to your website. Facebook wants you to stay on, wants their users to stay on Facebook, but you want people to go to your website where your, you know, subscription things are and where your affiliate links are and things like that. So this has been quite, and I'm going to use the word again, overwhelming. And I have just been thinking about that, and I was really thinking about it this morning, realizing, oh, today's the 10th. I have to record 10 the podcast, and I have to edit another podcast that I recorded earlier this week. And so like I said, all these things are just piling on. Oh, and I have a weekly Bible study that I lead on Tuesday mornings. So that's kind of always there that I have to do, plus my regular obligations for church. And I'm on the leadership team at my church, and. So like I said, things just keep piling on. Add to all of this, my son is here this week from college, and so that kind of messes up my schedule, right? Because I want to spend time with him while he's on spring break, and at the same time, I can't keep my regular pattern of things at home because he's here now with his girlfriend. So that's causing a little hitch in things. All these things, again, lead to being overwhelmed. And I just did a quick search in my Bible app, and I thought, there's got to be some scriptures on being overwhelmed. And I found Psalm 124, which is a song of ascents. And if you don't know what the song of ascent is, there's a number of psalms that the men who would go to Jerusalem for Passover, they would sing as they were ascending to Jerusalem. And so there were these song of ascents that they would sing. And this is one of them. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm going to read specific portions of it. And what I'm reading are verses 1a, 1a, verse 4, verse 5, verse 6a, and then verse 8. Just so you get the idea of what this is about. So it's Psalm 124. If the Lord had not been on our side, the water would have overpowered us. The current would have overwhelmed us. The raging water would have overwhelmed us. The Lord deserves praise. Our deliverer is the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. And that's from the New English Translation, if you're wondering. So I was just kind of reading that and meditating on that a little bit this morning and thinking about how I'm feeling overwhelmed right now in my life. And how I need to turn to God to deliver me from this, because, like it says, he's on my side. And he won't allow me to drown in my, drown in the waters of, I guess my busyness or my work or my daily life. He's there to help me out. And I should praise him for that. And when I praise him for that, I think he'll help me with it. And I know, here's the thing, is I know that I lack organization sometimes. And I lack the skills that it takes sometimes to do some of the things that are related to the podcasting side of things. And I think sometimes it's not so much a lack of, but a lot of times it's not a lack of skill, or it's more lack of knowledge and a lack of Well, here's what it is. I allow myself to become overwhelmed. I allow myself to think about how much I have to do, and then it paralyzes me. And so when it paralyzes me, then I just say, well, I'm just not going to do anything because it's just a little. What I can do right now in the next hour or whatever is minuscule compared to what I think needs to be done. And so I won't even do it, because you often hear people see there's two philosophies when you're producing content, right? Is either you can create something that's good enough and just put it out there and ship, right? We hear that from Seth Godin. Or there's the idea of you need to get it as good as possible before you ship it. So you're putting out an excellent product. So, and so I think somewhere in the middle is the truth. I don't think you want to constantly be iterating, but at the same time, you also want to strive for excellence. And what I think happens is when I'm striving for excellence, I can sometimes feel overwhelmed. Because, here's the thing, I am somewhat critical of people when I'm reading a newsletter or I'm looking at a blog post and there's bad grammar in it or a lot of mistakes. And so I think the same thing is happening with me when people are looking at what I'm putting online. All that to say, I really need to concentrate a little bit more on not being overwhelmed and allowing God to deliver me. Who better to deliver us than the Creator of heaven and earth? So those are my thoughts for today, and I went a little long, so bonus for you guys. My name is John Wilkerson, and you've been listening to Tend the Podcast.